The Los Angeles County Health Department has finally dropped the county's unconstitutional COVID restrictions on religious gatherings and removed attendance caps on worship, effective since December 19th. LA County Public Health Department issued a revised temporary order that specifies that houses of worship in Los Angeles can now conduct services indoors with no numerical or percentage caps, and only social distancing between separate households. Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver said, "We are grateful for the U.S. Supreme Court's rulings that are resulting in the unconstitutional worship bans falling like dominoes." He continued, "The Supreme Court has made it very clear that the courts and the states must begin applying the First Amendment to protect houses of worship. No pastor, church, or parishioner in America should have to choose between worship and prison." Liberty Council represents Harvest Rock Church, which has two campuses in Los Angeles County, and Harvest International Ministry, with more than half of its member churches in the county. The Supreme Court recently granted an emergency petition for an injunction pending appeal on behalf of New York City synagogues and Roman Catholic churches in the cases Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn versus Como and Agadoth Israel versus Como. This ruling spurred county officials to reverse course and drop their unconstitutional restrictions. The High Court also vacated the lower court orders involving the emergency petition in Liberty Council's case of Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry. As a result, houses of worship in other states have now received favorable court decisions regarding unconstitutional worship bans. While the county followed the High Court's guidelines established in the New York ruling, the California-based Harvest Ministries continue to battle in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Judge Jesus G. Bernal denied the ministry's request for a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction against Gavin Newsom's unconstitutional orders. Staver said the U.S. Supreme Court has already issued its constitutional roadmap for houses of worship that should lead courts to find Governor Gavin Newsom's executive edicts violate the First Amendment. The Liberty Council founder concluded, "The High Court has ruled, and therefore all lower courts must obey that decision to allow houses of worship their First Amendment freedom." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.